Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ready to slay some zombies. Welcome to the show. I'm Tasha. The other chick, Miss Jane, is away being fabulous. So we have a very special guest host tonight. It's not tonight, it's this afternoon. Sorry. I'm a little nervous because our guest tonight, like, I followed his career for a long time, and I don't usually go all fangirl for anyone, but for him I would. So anyway, but back to Bobby. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I really appreciate you filling in for Jane. And I know you're a big Walking Dead fan, so I know this is like you're over the moon as well. So would you like to intro our guest?
Sure. Okay, our guest this afternoon made his film debut in 1986, playing the title role in Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. He has since appeared in numerous films over the years, including Mississippi Burning, Sea of Love, Days of Thunder, JFK, Tombstone, Rosewood, and Jumper. He currently plays Merle Dixon, everyone's favorite bad boy redneck with a smart mouth and aptitude for killing zombies. Please welcome to the show the talented, charismatic, and all-around good guy, Michael Rooker.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Hi, Michael. Michael? Uh-oh. Hello, Michael? Michael? Michael, are you there? Oh, my goodness. What's going on? Hey, Michael. Michael? Well, this is awkward. Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call him back.
Yeah, he might have got disconnected. A little technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's like it's doing my... The button, like I'm taking him off and going back to mute. So let's see.
The leprechauns.
I do apologize if you can hear me. I'm going to hang up on you and call you back. I'm so sorry. Oh, dear. All right, let's try this again, people. How awkward, hey? Tile. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. We had a little technical difficulty there. I do apologize.
Not a problem.
Thanks. Okay, Michael. Well, we're going to get, like, right to it. And as I was telling you before, it's not going to be a traditional interview, but we really hope you'll come back sometime because, like I said, I'd like to do, like, the actor's studio questions with you because I think you're, you know, I just think you're a brilliant actor.
Go ahead.
Okay, my first question is kind of random, and it's a little goofy, but it's something that I've really been dying to know. So, who's your favorite Disney princess?
My favorite Disney princess?
Yes.
That's a good icebreaker.
Yes. I think it's the one that's, the one Ariel, it's the one under the sea or whatever.
Really?
I kind of dug her, yeah.
You kind of did her? Okay, I kind of had you pegged for a Cinderella guy, but that's cool. All right. Okay. All right, Bobby, what you got for him?
Okay, let me see. You've played some really bad guys in your films. How do you psych yourself into these roles?
I there is no psyching necessary.
You're already a bad boy.
No psyching, no psyching necessary. You get the role, and you just use your imagination, and you build from there.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, here's my next question for you. What do you consider to be your greatest professional accomplishment to date, and what role are you most proud of?
Give me your question. That's two questions, right?
That is two questions, yes. Your greatest professional
accomplishment.
Sorry. And what role are you proud of? Okay, well, let's take the first one. What's your greatest professional accomplishment, in your opinion?
You know, I think maintaining a role like Merle has been really... so far, you know, has been
right.
really a good accomplishment, because
okay.
it's a through line that is lasted a couple of seasons now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big long break in between, so coming back and maintaining that through line and keeping the integrity of the role has been a pretty tough job, and I think I'll have to go with my most recent, which is Merle, you know.
Merle. Well, you certainly bring him to life, that's for sure. Okay, and the second question, what role are you most proud of?
Which role am I most proud of?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I really enjoyed... a role that I did in a movie called Days of Thunder. Rowdy Burns was, probably one of the most fun, but also very, very proud of playing Rowdy Burns in Days of Thunder. You know, the role was patterned after Dale Earnhardt, and I was just, I'm just a big fan of NASCAR, and whenever I go in the Southeast, that's just a movie that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. I'd have to say Rowdy Burns in Days of Thunder.
Cool. I'm from South Carolina, so we lived in Charlotte for a while, and yeah, NASCAR is big. So, and you were great in that role too. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Mr. Bobby.
Okay. On the show, The Walking Dead, Merle, he's taken out his share of zombies. Is there a particular zombie kill that you're proud of or memorable?
You know what? I think the very first one that you see Merle take out when I find Michonne and... Andrea in the woods there,
right?
The one where I'm sort of kneeling down and I got my gun on him, and I don't really have my gun on, but my gun is out, and of course they're not giving me any sort of. I hear the zombie coming. I know the zombie's coming, but they see that the zombie is coming, and they don't give me any sort of heads up whatsoever,
right?
And just at the last moment, I put my blade through his skull.
Yeah, that's kind of sweet.
That was a good one. Yeah,
that was a good one. Okay, well, keeping with the gruesome guts and stuff theme, if you and Norman Reedus got in a fight in real life, who would win?
Oh, me and Norman Reedus would never get in a fight in real life. But Norman is a nice guy, and I'm a pretty nice guy too. And so I don't think that would ever happen. But I don't lose a lot of fights. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Well, who would hug the tighter? You or
I probably have the bigger of the hugs.
Yeah, okay. Let me ask you this, too. This is just so random, but I know for one of your roles, like, you had never used a gun before, and then you learned how to use one. And don't you have a shooting range now or something?
Oh, yeah, in my early days as an actor, mm-hmm. Back in Chicago, when you're, you know, I was in this film, and there are about three or four of us, right? Mm-hmm. And the props guy came up and handed us all pistols, and said, and as he walked away, don't shoot anybody. Obviously, I had handled guns prior to that,
mm-hmm.
but I was kind of appalled and taken back by the fact that you know, they're just handing out the pistols and we still had like an hour to go before we were to do the scene, mm-hmm. so some of the other couple of guys in the scene had never handled the pistol before. So we were given no instructions whatsoever.
Right.
And that sort of solidified my commitment toward whenever I'm going to be shooting or doing any sort of gunplay in a movie, I make sure I do my homework. Find out the type of weapon that I'm going to be using and make sure that I know how to use it before I even get to the set. And in doing so, I just started I went out and took lessons and so now I pretty much know a lot about different types of firearms. So, and if I don't, I know where to go and who to ask prior to getting to the set, because I don't really trust very many people when it comes to that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, that's probably wise.
So that's kind of that's sort of where that story sort of generated from.
Okay, it's good to know. All right, Bobby.
Cool. Okay. There was a scene where you guys were in the arena, and Merle was supposed to fight Daryl to the death, but
right.
In the prison group, if you're in that situation, who in the prison group would you like to see your character go against in a fight to the death?
Well, there's not a lot of the people in the prison that I really truly like, so anybody in that prison would be a pleasure. Yeah, especially probably the little girl. She's the weakest, but I'd duke it out with her.
Very nice.
That's awesome. Okay.
You're not the little girl.
Not the baby, not the little ass kicker, right? No.
I thought you meant the baby.
Little ass kicker.
What the heck is wrong with you?
Fight to the death. Girl against little ass kicker. Who would win? Who would win?
I'm going for ass kicker. Okay.
God, that's funny.
That's hysterical. All right, this is a kind of a serious question, but you can make it funny if you want. But if you could go back in time, knowing what you know now, what would you say to a 14-year-old Michael?
Oh, wow. To a 14-year-old Michael, you know what? I don't think I'd say or do anything different than I already did mm-hmm. myself at 14, because I was a pretty damn grown up kid at 14. I had five younger sisters to look after, so I was already a little man and took care of business, you know.
Yeah, gotcha. All right.
Should we do some fan questions now?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We're going through these fans.
That is a good question. You know, that actually was a good question. I think what I tell kids and what I tell my friends' kids and my kids mm-hmm. as well when they were growing up you know, when you're 14,
mm-hmm.
be 14.
Yeah.
Okay? When you're 12, be 12.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 17, be 17. It only comes around once. Enjoy it when you're there, and don't try to be, don't try to be 21 when you're 14.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to be an 18-year-old when you're 14. Just be 14. Enjoy life and enjoy the moments that you have at that age. That's my real answer for that question. You know.
That's a great answer.
That's good advice.
It is. I was like you, Michael. I was like a little grown up, you know, probably from the age of 10 on. So if I could
mm-hmm.
go back, you know, I would. I'd probably live it up a little bit more. But.
Yeah, but it's true. I mean, a lot of kids are placed in situations where they have to be
mm-hmm.
Much more responsible than they should be, you know, at certain ages. And I was one of those kids. I had to be pretty much grown up. But man, I tell you, I tell kids every time I talk to them, I just let them know straight out. You're 16. Good. That's a beautiful age.
Yeah.
Be your age. Don't try to be anything else.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So if you're 60, is it okay to act like you're 40?
No, not at all. You cannot act like you're 40 when you're 16. When you're 40, you can act like you're 16 sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Yeah. Okay. Can you, when you're 40, can you act like you're 16? Because I think you're good. And when you're 80, act like you're 16.
Well, that's what I do for a living, you know. So I get to act like a kid sometimes. So that's my job is a very unusual job. I get to use my imagination and pretend all day long.
Right.
So and that's usually what you do as a child, and
mm-hmm.
so that's my job is to do it in a way that I enjoy what I do as an actor, so that's what I get to do. I get to use my imagination and play with different aspects of life.
That's awesome. I did, Bobby, I'm sorry, I don't mean to hog in, but I did want to ask you, there was a scene in Mississippi Burning where you got the crap beat out of you. And I know you do a lot of your own stunts. Did you do that stunt in that movie?
Which one are you talking about?
Mississippi Burning? Wasn't there a scene where you got... Did you get beat up or no? Or am I getting your roles mixed up?
You got my roles mixed up because in Mississippi Burning, I did most of the beating. I did get my comeuppance with Gene Hackman when he grabbed my kahunis during that one scene. That was a pretty famous scene.
Did he really grab your kahunis?
Oh, he sure as hell did. I mean, I had a cup
God.
On, but thank God I had the cup on because he's a... very strong man, and I could feel the plastic cracking at the time. So I was like, whew, thank goodness I went out and bought a really strong, serious crotch protector, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's worse than getting a beating.
Yeah,
that's way worse than getting a beating, the possibility of the protector crushing in the middle of the scene would not be fun.
Please. Oh, my God. All right, but yeah, we better get to some fan questions because his time is ticking.
Okay. Let me see. I'm sorry if I pronounce your name wrong, but Renata wants to know, she was wondering why Merle never calls Daryl by his first name. It's always little brother. Is it just a reminder for, you know, that he's your little brother, or is it just habit?
Or is it like, are you trying to, like, assert your, you know, your role of bigger brother, like
that position, chain of command.
That position, yeah. Thank you.
No, I think people read way too much into those kinds of things. I think it's just because he's he's my little brother, and I just call him little brother. We're lucky if we even get to talk to each other. So, you know, that's the real question. Why don't we have more scenes together? We truly enjoy working well, and we work well together. So we are really keen on doing as many scenes together as possible.
Yeah, it really shows the way you guys communicate to each other on the show.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, anytime. Tasha, you got the next one?
Yeah, I think I do. Mara asked, are you amazed, Michael, as I am, this is her talking, that the Dixon Brothers characters have spun off a video game and are generally the major reason why people watch The Walking Dead?
Do I, what's the question now? What?
She wants to know if you're surprised at how popular the Dixon Brothers are.
You know what? I'm surprised how popular the show is in general. And us two characters, Merle and Daryl, are guys that were just sort of invented for the TV show. We were never in the comics. So our characters have been developed just for what you get to see on Sunday nights, I'm very happy, and I'm always surprised when something that I do, and especially something that I do with another actor, becomes as exciting and watchful as what we do on The Walking Dead. I am a bit surprised and happy for it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, you have your, what is it, Survival Instincts, the video game. That's just about you and Daryl, right?
That's right. That is a game that spawned itself out of the popularity of Merle and Daryl on the show, and it's coming out real soon. It's going to be a very cool game. I'm very happy that people are digging what we do on the show.
Yeah. Well, you do a lot. You do the Call of Duty. That's you, right? Don't you do a voice?
That's right. I did Black Ops 2. My character name is Mike Harper in the game. So Black Ops 2 just came out recently too. It opened with $500 million on the first day.
Wow, nice!
So it's a major opening, and not a lot of actors in Hollywood has opened $500 million in one day, and it made over a billion after the first week. So I'm very proud of that work in there.
Okay. Is it different? How do you, the video games, like, do they, your movements and stuff? I mean, because it looks like you. I mean, the character when it's moving and stuff, like it moves like you.
Well, it is. It's my movements and my voice. And we do a thing called motion capture, whereby you wear a bodysuit and you are covered from head to toe in digital markers,
right?
So that, and then you're in a room with perhaps 185-190 cameras that capture every nuance of your movement. So, and that's turned into a digital process that they use your own body motion and movement and voice to design and voice the game.
Okay, that's really cool.
No, it's an awesome technique and very, very cool to be involved in games. I really enjoy it.
Do you play games too?
Yes, but I totally suck.
Me too.
Yeah. I try my best, but little 8-year-olds can totally kick my ass.
They're very good. Bobby, I'll tell you what, you ask the next two questions, okay?
Sure. I just wanted to say something about the question you just asked. Have you played your own video game yet? You played much at all? Or?
Have I gotten the game? Have I played it yet? I have not played it. I have not played it yet.
Okay, I was just kind of curious about that. But I do have a question here from Lisa. Her question is, she's dying to know how you manage to stay so virile and sexy.
And who is asking this question? What's her name?
Lisa W. I apologize to her. Last name is Varanaki. Varanaki?
Lisa, all I can say for you is you have damn good taste in men. And I'm very happy that you have such good taste. And I stay in shape, you know. And I made a statement the other day. I made a statement the other day on the internet, and it's true. I think sexiness and lustfulness, things of that sort, have nothing to do with age,
right.
and everything to do with how you carry yourself and mm-hmm. who you, you know. It's kind of a magical kind of mix. Lisa, I have no idea. It just comes out that way, baby.
It's your presence.
He's sexy and he knows it. Yeah. All right. Okay, Bobby, ask the next question, please.
That was a good question, Bobby. Okay.
Bobby was the one who wanted to know. Yeah.
I think I was set up there.
You're asking that for Lisa. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Bobby. Sure. Poor Bobby. All right, Bobby.
Actually, do you want me to take the next question, or I think you got the next one.
Well, I'm doing a lot of talking, so I thought your guest host, you go for it.
Okay, let me see. Jennifer asked if you can only make one last film, what genre would it be, and what role would you want to play?
Wow, one last film, what genre would it be, and which role? I'm very fond of the combination of action and horror, and the horror fans and sci-fi fans. So I would do an action sci-fi horror type thing because that fan base is my fan base. I mean, they are loyal, they are fun,
yeah, very dedicated.
They are totally, totally dedicated. And they will love you forever, no matter how many serious movies you ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very cool.
True. All right, Michael, tell us about your you're making me tongue tied. Your upcoming projects. What you got going on?
Isn't it for like Flights of Fantasy Story Theater, where you're donating all the
proceeds? That's not really a project. That's my own personal little project. I have friends that have a story theater, and they do a lot of readings and story theater for small kids and children, and they have in their program a lot of literacy type programming. And so I'm doing a fundraiser with my friends at the theater there, and we're gonna do an evening with Michael Rooker. Man, we're gonna do a big Q&A. I mean, people will get to come down on April 5th and hang out and chit chat with me, everybody gets a signed autograph photo if they want, and we're gonna get down and dirty and start talking about more interesting personal things, and we'll, of course, talk about, you know, my most recent endeavor. We'll mm-hmm. talk about stuff from The Walking Dead and other films, and have a tremendous evening. And it's all for a good cause, as I was saying. It's for their Elutive Street programming, and so
that's great.
Basically,
that's,
you know,
that's,
yeah. That's, I mean, if you like kids, you want to help them out, you know. Just
oh,
come
sure.
on
yeah,
down.
Anytime
I mean,
you can help anybody,
you know, mm-hmm. go order your tickets and be ready for a pretty impromptu evening. It's gonna be a good deal.
Sounds like fun.
Very nice.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk to? Mike, I know we need to let you go, but anything you want to plug? Or?
Well, you know, just you know, that was just it, you know, the Flight
yeah.
of Destiny and our, my Q&A that's going to happen on the 5th of April, and that's the day before my birthday, so perhaps we'll celebrate just a little bit early. And, no, it's going to be a very interesting evening. I've done single solo Q&As before, but and they can get quite excited and folks can have a lot of fun. And so this is going to be a fun deal.
Could be some future actors there.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
There could be some future actors there. Inspire someone. 20 years maybe playing a role with somebody.
Well, you never know, dude. I mean, you never know. I mean, becoming an actor for me was a late bloomer, you know, and I really enjoy what I do. I mean, so if a talk from me can inspire anybody to get into the arts, I'm all for it, because the more artists we have, probably the less wars we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. Very nice. That's cool.
Well, Michael, I have one last question for you. Will you come back when you have more time, please?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
I'd love to.
Thank you so much. And I'm coming. I think you're going to be in Texas and I've never been. I will say I've never been to one of these conventions before, but I'm coming to Texas Frightmare Weekend. To frighten
Yay.
You.
So. Well, perhaps we'll do a one-on-one interview when you get there, and that would be a pleasure. And that's if you're working. If you're not working, just come on and have a good time, because it is a blast. These
well,
things are just the most fun. It's ridiculous how fun they are. This coming weekend, I'm going to be in Cincinnati on a convention in Cincinnati, and it's awesome. It's just, I have a good time doing it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chit-chat with us, and, you know, Bobby's thrilled, I'm thrilled, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Well, you guys got a good show, man. We'll do it again.
Awesome. All right. Well, you have a good rest of the day and happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Oh my God.
Oh, that's crazy. So
this is how you affect
people. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and
Happy Turkey Day.
Tell everybody to come on out to Horror Hound in Cincinnati, Ohio, and that's this coming weekend. So we'll have a great time then, okay?
That's awesome. We will definitely plug that. Thank you so much.
Yep, thanks
guys.
Much.
You
bye,
betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Bobby, what'd you think?
That was great. I can't believe
fun.
It's already
was
over.
Sweet.
It's over.
I know
already?
It went by so quickly, and yeah, he stayed a little bit longer. We got him. We squeezed out maybe an extra 5 minutes. So. And see that you know we had people call in. And I do apologize. I'm going to work really hard to get him back for an hour next time, and it'll just be devoted to fan calls.
Just a little limited on time this time is all.
Yeah. Well, you know we were
trying to get a few questions in there for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were originally limited to like 50 minutes, and his PR lady, well, not really, his contact person for interviews, she was gracious enough to extend it to 30 minutes, which I thought was lovely of her, because he's really busy today, people. So, but Bobby, you did great, and
thank
I hope
you.
I didn't talk too much. I tend to do that when I get excited. I go 90 miles an hour. But
no, it was awesome. I enjoyed it very much.
Glad. Well, you're welcome to come back.
And
anytime.
I thank you, girls, Jane, wherever you are.
Yes, thank you, Jane, wherever you are. Sorry, out getting drunk. Who knows?
Getting her green on.
Getting her green on. That's right. She's doing it up right. So, yeah. Well, shout out to Jane. That's the other chick, the Philly chick. So, I would invite you guys to tune in on Wednesday for an interview with Josh Marks. He came in second on MasterChef last season, and that will be at 8 Eastern Standard Time. And I guess we're going to wrap it up. I hope everybody's having a happy, happy Thanksgiving, St. Patrick's Day. Bobby, any final words?
No, I just enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for being so cool. And he was cool, right? He was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, please don't be a jerk. Please don't be. It was just lovely. No ego at all, which is great. So.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Guys. Well, we will see you next time, and thanks for tuning in. And as always, stay chatty. Bye, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.